with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys show live on the Michigan Talk Network. We want to welcome our grilling friends on the game, 7:30 a.m. out of Lansing, as well as 1240 WJIM. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. We are smoking up the backyards of mid-Michigan, and we're glad that you're listening in. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob, what's cooking, man?
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We are smoking it up today, and I'm smoking it up at my house, and I'm sitting here with burn cream on my hand because I have a chuck wagon, a good one smoker, and fired it up this morning, and you got to be careful. Here's a little note. You got to always be careful around these grills. It's got the spring wrapped around the handle, you know, cool touch handles, they call them. But for some reason this morning, that thing was so stinking hot, and the lid was a little stuck, and I jerked on it, and I severely burnt my fingers. So it just always put the doggone grilling mitts on, okay?
Yep.
It's a good idea.
You can, you know, and here's a guy that grills professionally. He grills the almost every day, at least four or five times a week that Bob's on the grill. And, you know, you take things for granted. Just be safe out there, guys, because Bob's now got to spend the rest of the day kind of doing this thing with one hand.
Yeah,
because it's burned so bad that
that's my beer holding.
Yeah, right.
Too.
It is. Well, good things beer is cold because that'll make it feel good.
That's a great point.
Yeah. See, so there you are. No koozies today. No koozies.
No. We're gonna bare mitt the thing.
Yeah. But anyway, well, hey, joining us right now we have a special guest, John Gonzalez. I don't know all the credentials you've got, Gonzo. You're everywhere, all at the same time. But we're glad to have you, and we want to talk about what's coming up in the next week with you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me on the show. You guys do a great job, and I'm looking forward to this challenge that we're on through MLive.com and through WJRW there in Grand Rapids. We are going across the state of Michigan to search for the best barbecue. 27 restaurants, caterers throughout the state of Michigan. We're going to every major city and a few along the way to find out the best barbecue.
So you're starting in my backyard tonight.
We could start in your backyard if you'd like.
I should have sent you an invite.
We're starting to get all these little, you know, these grillers from around the state of Michigan contacting me and saying, hey, come out to my place. Well, we already have our itinerary. So what we did is we asked our affiliates throughout the state of Michigan to nominate the top two. So we're going to be in every place. But, you know, everywhere you turn, you find someone that grills and puts together a great barbecue. And that's what I love about it. I was at Festival of the Arts downtown Grand Rapids on Friday, and Donnie's Barbecue in Muskegon threw me out some barbecue. You dropped by, John.
Right.
I mean, this stuff was great. I was licking my fingers, and I'm like, how am I going to do this next week?
Well, you're going to eat a lot of barbecue is what's going to happen. And, you know, the good thing about this is there is great barbecue. Anybody that's listening to us right now, within 15 miles of their place, there's a great barbecue joint. And, you know, that'd be a great thing for us to do in tandem with what you're doing is hit us on Facebook, The Grilling Guys on Facebook, or go to the website, thegrillingguys.com. Drop us a note and let us know what the best barbecue joint is in your place, and we'll compare it to where Gonzo's going. And then we'll, you know what? What we love to do is just promote great barbecue, no matter where it is. You know, it's a personal thing. Everybody has an opinion.
You're exactly right. It's very subjective. And when you say a great barbecue place, there's going to be all sorts of opinions on that. And I'm going to make a prediction here. When Gonzo gets back on Saturday or Sunday, he's going to be so sick of barbecue. Because, some of it's good, and some of it other people think is good.
Right.
Well, that's a good point, though, to bring up, because we did this a couple months ago with Coney Dogs, okay? And after a few days, I started to distinguish really quick what was good and what was mediocre.
And that's your opinion.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the funny thing about food in particular is it not only goes regionally and nationally and nationwide, but it goes right down to the neighborhood or the city. If you go into North Carolina, every county has got a different version of what they swear is barbecue. And that's all there is to it. That's barbecue. And you can't argue with them. That's how they like it. It's regional.
It
and the little
is.
Colloquialisms go with it. They've got their own little terms that describe the way that flavor hits you. And they're all right.
Right.
So that's good.
It's regional in that. Now, where do you have a list of where you're going?
Yeah, of course. I definitely have a list here. And I wanted to just also say that Michael Terry, the Great Lakes Barbecue Association, the president, is going to join me along this trip. So I'll have an expert, a coach, if you will, to get me ready to eat.
I'll make another prediction.
What's that?
He's not a slim little fella.
I know, he's not. And I am not going to be either for very much longer. Not that I really am. All right, we're going to start in Detroit on Monday. We're going to Detroit. We're going to have five different locations. Everyone always talks about Slo's.
I was hoping you're going to Slo's.
Yeah, we're going to Slo's. Yeah. They can't wait. We're going to be there 4:15 on Monday. They called me up and they said, what do you need? What do you want? I said, hey, just impress me. Dress to impress.
Right.
And that's what we're going
to do. They will. They'll pull it off.
But, that's legendary down there.
A few others in the Detroit area, Bad Brad's in New Baltimore, Lazy Bones in Roseville, Lockhart's, I'm hearing great things, in Royal Oak, and then we're going to end up at Kid Rock's favorite place, the Union Shop in Clarkston.
Yeah, how cool.
That's day one.
Well, Slo's just got in a new microbrew. You'll have to make sure you check out some of their new microbrews in there because they're really up in the scale on the beer side.
Well,
which
me,
you have to have with barbecue.
Yeah, well, I'm noticing this too. The beer does go hand in hand, and I love myself a good.
You got a driver?
I do have a driver.
There you go, baby. Be smart. Be safe. Be barbecuing.
I'm good shape. Real quick, the rest of the tour continues Tuesday in Muskegon, Mount Pleasant, and Midland. And looking forward to Mount Pleasant.
Where are you going to Midland? Bone Daddy's?
Bone Daddy's,
you
got to
do it.
Bone Daddy's will be there at 7 o'clock on Tuesday
night. Now, I hope his dad, Billy Bones, will be there.
They know about us coming.
Yeah, so Billy's been on the show several times.
Yeah. He's a legend.
He makes some great sauces over there that are his homemade recipes. You got to try those out.
Well, he's a champion Memphis and May barbecuer.
Right. Really?
Billy, yeah.
Yep.
His dad is Billy Bones from Sanford, and you're going to be with his son at Bone Daddy's, and he throws down some really good brisket.
Well, Wednesday we're going to Bay City, Saginaw, and Flint.
Right.
Thursday we're going to Hogzilla in Battle Creek. The name alone has to score them some points. We'll be in Kalamazoo and, of course, Grand Rapids and Holland as well.
You're spending a lot of time in the car.
A lot of time on the car, but, yeah, driving and eating. And then Friday we wrap it up. We go to Lansing, Jackson, and then Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti.
I think we sampled Hogzilla at the brewery in Marshall.
We did.
When we were at Dark Horse.
Yep.
I think Hogzilla boys were down there competing.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Yep. Arbor Brewing Company. You know, if you need a little respite while you're down in Battle Creek, you should go over to Arcadia Ales.
I love Arcadia.
But he does some fabulous barbecue right there. I know it's not on your tour, but not that you'd want more of
kidding.
But I'm going to tell you, they throw down great barbecue at the restaurant there at Arcadia Ales as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been to the restaurant and love the beer. Arcadia is one of my favorite in the state.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So, all right, I'm jealous. I'm a grilling guy, and I'm not on that tour. But you know what? What we'd like to do is maybe have you back after you're done and you've tabulated some results. And not that we're going to play favorites one over the other, but we're always interested in somebody's opinion, especially somebody that's hitting, 25 barbecue joints. And tell us what your favorites are.
It'll be easy to compare them that way. At least it'll be fresh in your mind. And, I would love to be a fly on the wall every time you take your first bite, because they vary widely.
We'll make our announcement on June 12th on MLive.com. We'll have the full results, and we'll declare Michigan's best barbecue.
Yeah. Now, are you going after one particular? Are you going to do ribs? Are you going to do pulled pork? Are you new chicken? Or are you going to try it all?
We're going to try it all. We're going to tell them, like I said, show us your best.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. Gonzo, thanks for being with us, man. This is going to be a great tour, and we're looking forward to reading your results on MLive. Live, and we'll have you back on the show.
You got it.
All right, great. Well, once again, we blew right through on how to pick a grill, so it'll come. Just stick with us. We're gonna help you out and teach you how to pick a great grill, because there's a lot of things you need to consider. This is the time of year when you buy them. But coming up next, we're going to talk about one of the grills. The manufacturer, a guy named T-Gid, makes a Cajun grill. He's out of Lafayette, Louisiana. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.